WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwerdeman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There's been an arrest from last Saturday's stabbing of a Bryan man. 47-year-old Inez Busby is accused of first-degree murder in the death of 54-year-old Raymond Lockett.
She's known him for several years, but has only recently moved in about 3 weeks ago as a roommate.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says some of Busby's statements were inconsistent with the evidence office investigators found. According to the arrest report, Lockett had at least four stab wounds, including one that penetrated his heart. Detectives found three knives with blood on them. Busby, who said she moved to Bryan from Somerville after her fiancé died of a heart attack and her house burned down, was taken to Brazos County Jail. No bond has been set. The district attorney's office has also announced a Bryan man placed on probation in June 2011 for more than three drunk driving convictions and is headed to prison to serve a five-year sentence. 34-year-old Martin Espitia admitted to violating conditions of his probation. According to the court records, Espitia is also awaiting trial on charge of sexual assault of a child. Wednesday, during the afternoon commute, College Station police and fire responded to motorist reports of a car swerving in the middle of Balcones and Welsh, with a witness seeing the car pull into a driveway on Navarro and rolling into a tree. The driver was checked on the scene and an emergency room before being arrested for drunk driving with multiple convictions. Court records for 55-year-old Pamela Paisley indicated two prior DWI convictions, and jail records showed a third arrest last July. The Bryan School Board is considering paying a national not-for-profit company more than $100,000 to change the district's teacher salary schedule.
Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke says it would be a merit pay system.
Where we reward teachers based on student achievement and growth. But it can be anything that we...
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says how the study is rolled out and how many changes are implemented has to be very well thought out.
This is going to cause anxiety and nervousness. We got to be very careful if we roll this out.
An outline of the proposal from Ohio-based Battelle for Kids is online at WTAW.com. Board of Trustees will consider the contract at its meeting a week from Monday night. The amount has not been disclosed. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You've got your choice of two family-friendly movies outdoors this evening at the Wolfen Creek Amphitheater in College Station. Space Jam is showing at 8 in downtown Bryan. First Friday includes the movie The Phantom Tollbooth, starting at 7 at Sale Park. Sandy Ferris with the Downtown Bryan Association says First Friday also includes an open house where you have the opportunity to suggest what should fill the former Amity Furniture Building at 26th and Parker.
Possible ideas being kicked around are an indoor farmers market, possibly some kind of retail, maybe a restaurant concept.
And there will be 14 music events tonight in downtown Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwerneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwerneman Flooring today.
Zwerneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Okay. We've only said that. We've said that phone number 27 times already this morning. So just want to let you know in case you want it. Let's do some weather. It's 7:10. Weather's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies. Your high temperatures into the mid-60s, and tonight we'll have some clouds around and a low near 50. Now, during the day Saturday, more clouds than sun with a few rain showers coming up. High temperatures 64 to 68. Still a chance of showers on Saturday night, otherwise mostly cloudy. Low temperature in the middle and upper 40s. And we are cooler by Sunday with lots of clouds and a few showers around. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports, where Mumford is going to the state championship for year number two in a row. Aggie baseball, softball, and basketball on tap, plus spring ball is in full swing. All that in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
There you go. Aggie basketball comes to an end tomorrow afternoon as they'll take on Auburn.
Well, there's an outside chance they'll get into the NIT.
Okay. The conference home schedule ends. How's that? I got tickets. If you got an answer, it's time to play. We told you this yesterday. 695-1620. 695-1620.
The riveting contest. That's of right. Repeating yesterday's show.
No. It's just what we told you the answer yesterday. It's just if you heard it.
The morning show that's so lazy we won't find new stuff.
There you go. That's us.
And I don't even know if I'm going to get this right. Can I call in and try?
It's 695-1620. The question is, this musical group appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show more than any other. 695-1620. Quit.
Oh!
I heard you say it. I actually don't know the answer.
Oh! I know!
I know you do. People are going, Ed Sullivan? What is that? Used to be a show called Ed Sullivan
Show. It's a really, really big show.
That's right. Well, and the Beatles thing, was what, last week?
It's a really, really big band.
That's right. 695-1620. This group appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show more than any other group.
It's not 1620. The Beatles.
By the way, I was looking at that. The Beatles, the anniversary, I think, is tomorrow of their first concert where they were the opening act.
Oh, wow.
For like Tommy James or somebody.
And the Shondells.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, the second night they were the
headliner. The headliner?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you like to be Tommy James in that?
Well, you got to see it up close a lot of times.
Yeah, but still, if you follow the Beatles with that kind of friend, you go, I'm not going out there, man.
Yeah, probably not. They'll boo me off the stage. So, anyhow. All right, Sunday also starts daylight saving time. Daylight saving. It's not daylight savings, okay? Daylight saving time. We'll be setting our clocks ahead. By the way, if you'd like to find... See, nobody wants to play. Nobody wants.
Are the phones working?
Yep. The contest nobody cares about. What's the answer? Hello? Okay. Apparently we were butt dialed.
Yeah, he was listening to the radio.
Yeah, he was. All right, 695-1620 if you know the answer. If you're looking for a place to set your clock accurately, the U.S. Naval Observatory. U.S. Naval Observatory. You can go to that clock. They also, there's one that's called time.gov, and you can find actually... the world clock will give you lists of countries that do not turn their clocks back.
The smart ones.
Yeah, that's true. There are some that don't do that, as a matter of fact. First of all, in the United States, Hawaii doesn't do it, and Arizona doesn't do it. And the question is...
Isn't there places in Utah?
Well, they're Indian reservations that happens. But the reason that Arizona and Hawaii don't do it is because of the weather. I mean, they stay on standard time all year long because, if you've spent summer out there, they don't need another hour of sunlight. It's not anything you want, But that's fine. Overseas, about 70 countries observe daylight saving time. Most of Europe, just to confuse you, most of Europe sets their clocks ahead on March the 30th, not tomorrow. So it doesn't even coincide
when
we do it. So, Hello, what's the answer?
Your answer is Rolling Stones?
Nope, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, 695-1620. What's the answer?
Dave Clark 5.
That's the answer, Dave Clark 5.
Thank you for listening yesterday.
or did you Google it?
No, I listened. I heard it yesterday, but believe it or not, I actually kind of remember that.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible, isn't it? Okay. I know what you mean. All right, so who's this?
Larry Haskins.
All right, Larry, I've got a pair of tickets for Texas A&M and Auburn coming up for tomorrow, okay?
Hey, great.
All right, come up here and we got it for you.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Woo-hoo! Ben. Okay.
Congratulations.
Kind of remembers it.
Yeah, I kind of remember it now, too.
Oh, you do not.
No, I remember you said it. Oh. I couldn't remember.
I think he kind of remembered seeing him on there. a completely different thing. Completely different thing. I hate that, though.
Don't pretend like you don't.
Well, I know. People come up and they go, what did you say this morning? I can't remember. I go, I don't know. I wasn't there. No idea. Yeah. Anyway, 70 countries in Europe observe daylight saving time. And again, they'll set their clocks ahead on March the 30th. Now, what happened was, you know, Benjamin Franklin's the one who thought this was a great idea, but the United States never really looked at it until around World War II, actually. They tried the idea in 1918, but, you know, nobody liked it then either. And I don't know now.
I don't blame them.
Well, I mean, here's the deal, though. Does it really save any energy?
No, it just sucks.
Well, I mean, maybe it does and maybe it doesn't, but...
No, it most certainly does. Well, I hate it.
At least one theory is that there are trade-offs, because if you set your clock forward, then you exchange your morning daylight for later. But, you know, if you think about it from our standpoint...
It's always dark.
Study last year showed that in the summer months, people tended to turn on their AC earlier because they got home earlier, so... You know, you're going to lose your energy saving right there. And if daylight time extended too far into the winter, more people would wake up before sunrise and they'd have to turn on the lights. Government research from the 1970s suggests that extended daylight saving time produces a modest but significant energy savings of about 1%. So there you go. One thing it does do is it drives down church attendance.
Yeah.
No, it does. It really does. And especially, I would have to think in Bryan College Station, because we're going into spring break. You know, a lot of people won't be here either. But generally, they say nationwide that church attendance is down about 10 to 15% on average. So, just saying.
That'd be really terrible to leave for spring break, come back a week later, and still forget to have your clock set ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're an hour late a week after.
There you go.
No excuse.
Well, you'll come back and you'll be tired, too, because,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
It's daylight saving time. And to answer the question that you have, it's November 2nd when we get back to real time. So we'll see how that works out. So how many law? I mean, I happened to be home yesterday, and I got to see some lawyer commercials. Apparently in the afternoon there are a lot of lawyer commercials, you know. If you were injured in an accident or whatever.
Mesothelioma.
That one.
Miso-super-thing-a-deal.
That's right. Well, there's a guy named Daniel Messig who's an attorney in Pittsburgh. And he apparently has there are a lot of strange ones, but he has the one to end them all, apparently. The Pittsburgh criminal defense attorney says that Pittsburgh criminals hire him when they commit their crimes. That's what he says. He says he's ready to go to bat for you, whether it's a murder or a misdemeanor, and he doesn't even pretend to think that his clients aren't guilty. He says, I have a law degree, but I think like a criminal. I got street knowledge.
Wow.
This is what he says in his commercial. And like the man says about Breaking Bad Saul Goodman, when the going gets tough, you don't want a criminal lawyer. You want a criminal lawyer. And he says he'll be glad to do any of those funny throwback crimes, too, like moonshining. Puts his number up, and apparently he misspells some of the words.
Get out.
And the final line is, did I mention I'm Jewish? So there you go. That's his name.
He has the whole kit and caboodle.
It's everything. It's all that you'd ever need.
That's kind of fakakta.
So now, have you ever sat around and thought about how your dog sheds and... You wish that you could get yourself a great sweater made out of that dog hair.
No.
D-I-N-O-V-I.
New York Magazine's The Cut says that apparently you can make it happen. There's a small fur entrepreneur in France called Dog Wool.
No.
Yep. Encourages people not to discard your dog's fur. If you bring it to them, they'll turn it into yarn. The website says keep it, and after a few months, you'll be able to knit a hat, a scarf, a jacket.
What happens if it rains?
I know.
That's my first thought.
Just wag back and forth.
I was thinking the smell.
Yeah, somebody wants that. Who too, smells I like know. Wet dog?
That's
me, sorry. Yeah.
A dog's undercoat is a comfortable material, soft and very warm. It may well compete with mohair. And contrary to the popular belief, it says here, it doesn't smell nasty.
Well, yeah, okay.
Me, what is nasty? Okay. These people are French. No word on where or if in the U.S. you can get that same kind of service, but if you want to see if what actually dog fur sweaters look like, you can go to their website, which is called The Dodo, thedodo.com.
D-O-D-O?
D-O-D-O. Photographer has a series of portraits that feature the dogs and their owners wearing the dog's fur.
That's just gross.
Really uncomfortable. Hello?
Yeah, I wonder if you got to worry about ticks and fleas when you wear that.
No kidding. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Got to take your heartworm medicine.
Very nice necklace you have on there. All it's flea collar.
Quit it. A 30-something couple in Eugene, Oregon, so mad about being cut off from ordering pizza just before closing time that they tried to set the place on fire with a bottle of moonshine. Police say that Matthew Bassard and Letitia Cagle came back with a bottle of hooch, broke through the business's glass front door, scared all the employees into the basement, then tried to start the booze-fueled fire using the curtains as a wick. As one employee said, I heard the glass crash, and it was like, run! And then I said, we could hear him upstairs going, oh, my God, look at all this beer! The 911 call. Of course, police arrived. Before the fire could get any serious damage, the glamour couple charged with arson and burglary. All because they couldn't order pizza.
Like they're showing, I'm looking at pictures of these dog hair sweaters.
Yeah.
They match the dogs.
Yeah,
they're standing there with pictures of their dog.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, it's Friday. That helps a lot.
That's right. It's Friday. It's great. Hey, I wonder what those dog sweaters, if the dogs in the neighborhood come up and smell your rear end.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was overcome.
Being one with your dog. That's right. There you go. Okay. 2 8-year-olds and a 9-year-old busted for smoking dope in Sonora, California. I'll repeat that. That would be 2 8-year-olds and a 9-year-old busted for smoking marijuana in Sonora, California. Elementary school boys' room last week. The kids were questioned by police on the day of the incident after the classmate totally knocked him out. Probably didn't let him in on the, you know.
That was probably smoking. It.
Hey, man, I'll turn you in. Turns out they had a pipe and a very small amount. Oh, okay. A very small amount of marijuana. So on some level, it's okay.
Sort of okay.
Yeah, sure. The county probation department is now involved in the case. The third graders, all of them are third graders, haven't been seen at school since. California.
they disappeared the kids?
Yeah. California educational code says you can do either. To the students getting caught, you can either expel them or suspend them, and so they just haven't decided what they're going to do yet.
They went on a 3-day Taco Bell run.
they found out about that new sandwich that's got Fritos on it.
But they're really good friends with the Girl Scouts during cookie time.
Yeah, they really are. Hello?
Yeah, who is it that Monkley is playing in the state tournament?
What's the name of the team they're playing? Meinster? Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. It's the way the Texas pronunciation guide says, it's Meinster.
Oh, okay.
It's not Munster.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was Munster, too. I don't know. I didn't look it up. Sometimes we have to trust people about how to say things. Sometimes we don't. But, of course.
I'd never heard of that one before.
We may call them. We may call the city. We'll see about that.
So call the Chamber of Commerce. How do y'all say your
what
name?
What city am I calling?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mom wasn't exactly agreeable the first time I brought up the idea of home instead senior care. But we talked it through, and I told her I was doing my best, but I knew she really needed some extra help. And why should she move away from where she's comfortable if she can stay home instead? Choosing Home Instead Senior Care changed our lives. We hired Kate, a Home Instead caregiver, to help out with things like straightening up the house and putting meals together so Mom could stay home. But what has really made a difference is the relationship they've formed. Last week when I called Mom, she actually asked if she could call me back because she was having coffee and visiting with Kate. I'm so grateful to Kate for all she's done, and I just can't thank her enough. She knew just how to connect with Mom. And you know what? I got my life back, too.
I'm David Guest for Home Instead Senior Care. For more information on our services or to apply to be a caregiver online, click homeinstead.com/BCS, and you'll find out why, to us, it's personal. Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 725. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today about their year-round checkup program. Twice a year, come out, check things, make sure everything's all right, and you can stay comfortable year-round. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278. It'll get to 67 today. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. That ought to be pretty nice. And then tonight, 51 will be our low. About 65 tomorrow, but we do have some rain in the forecast, about a 40% chance. We'll have a wind shift. And on Saturday night, our low will be 42, with that 40% chance of rain continuing. So that Sunday, our high is only 57 with a slight chance of showers. Then we're up near 70 on Monday with some rain in the forecast at about 30%. But Tuesday looks really nice, 75 degrees, and we'll be up around there on Wednesday as well. Currently, the winds are calm, 89% relative humidity, and we've got 40 degrees out there with, it says here, a little bit of fog or mist in some places. We'll see. Anyway, it's 40 right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The nomination of the latest radical that Obama wanted to put at the Justice Department hit a bump in the road in the Senate. Debo Adegbole was Obama's choice to head up the Civil Rights Division. Dingy Harry spoke of the guy in glowing terms. A child of immigrants, he was born to a Nigerian father and an Irish mother who raised him. Debo pulled himself up from poverty and occasional homelessness. Dingy Harry neglected to mention that as a civil rights lawyer, Debo was involved in a high-profile political case. He defended Philadelphia cop killer Mumia Abu-Jamal, who was sentenced to death in 1981 until a worldwide liberal protest led to a reduced sentence of life in prison. Now, even some Democrats couldn't stomach that resume item. Despite changing the filibuster rules to push Obama's nominees through, Democrats could not get a simple majority. Eight Democrats voted with Republicans to block the nomination. Now the liberals are fit to be tied. Predictably, in their one-size-fits-all mindset, it all comes down to racism, racism, and racism. Some drive-by reporters claim that if Debo were white and had an easy-to-pronounce name, he'd have been confirmed. Willie Horton never really went away, they say. Only racism can explain why this radical lawyer didn't make the cut. The truth is, these days, racism comes from inside the Justice Department. As for Debo's failed nomination, Abu-Jamal, the convicted cop killer, just claimed another victim. That's all that happened here, folks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, America's been through a long, hard winter, but we're starting to see signs of spring, and it's time to get your land back into shape with the help of my good buddies at Mahindra Tractors. Mahindra makes the toughest tractors on earth. They are built to push more, to pull more, to lift more, so that you can do more on your land. Plus, every Mahindra tractor includes an industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. But here's the best news. The Mahindra Red Tag Sale is going on right now at your local dealer. Hurry in for great deals like 0% interest for 84 months. You'll probably save enough to get an extra attachment to make the toughest tractor in the world even tougher. Learn why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5Tractors.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayansky with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayansky, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayansky at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayansky.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Monday after spring break, the Bryan School Board will decide whether to change teacher pay to a merit system based on student achievement and growth.
Online at WTAW.com is what an Ohio company calls support around compensation system design and multiple measure selection. Translated, it means adding incentive pay for teachers at academically high-risk schools. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke says they're responding to requests from principals who want to slow down teacher turnover.
And they really feel like having some sort of incentive merit pay system would be to their benefit to be able to retain high-quality teachers for long periods of time. They also are interested in us trying to do something with longevity pay just to hold people.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the new pay plan would begin in the 2015-16 school year.
To get quality teachers to want to go to that school or any of our at-risk schools, we do need something like this, and we just don't have the time or the expertise to bring you something that's knowledgeable or based in fact and research.
During the workshop, it was mentioned it would cost the district at least $100,000 to employ the consultant. The specific amount of the contract won't be revealed until the meeting on the 17th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
5 days after a Bryan man was found stabbed to death, police have announced an arrest. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 47-year-old Inez Busby had been a roommate of the victim, 54-year-old Raymond Lockett, for about 3 weeks.
She was there at the time. They did interview her that evening. They didn't feel comfortable with arresting her at that moment. They wanted to seal up some details. They then talked to her a subsequent time, statements changed, and then they were still inconsistent with the evidence, which gave them enough to obtain an arrest warrant on her for murder.
McKeithen says Busby and Lockett had known each other for several years. According to the arrest report, Busby was looking for a place to stay after her house in Somerville burned down, which followed the death of her fiancé. Investigators found 3 knives with blood on them, according to the arrest report, and that Lockett had at least 4 stab wounds, including one which penetrated the heart. The latest robbery of a convenience store was in College Station early Wednesday morning. The clerk at the Exxon at Rock Prairie and the Freeway told police the suspect stuck his hand into his waistband as if he had a weapon and demanded money. When surveillance video is released, it will be posted online at WTAW.com. From Brazos County District Court, shoplifting while wearing a court-ordered ankle monitor put a Houston man in prison for 6 years. The district attorney's office says 43-year-old Stephen Lyons pleaded guilty to taking $1,500 of golf equipment from the Academy store in July of 2012. Lyons was found after investigators saw the ankle monitor watching the store's surveillance video. At the time, he was on house arrest for driving with an invalid license. Lyons has multiple convictions for property crimes from Harris County, which contributed to the prison sentence. A College Station man's 20th arrest since 1998 accuses him of stealing electricity. A 2-month investigation resulted in this week's arrest of 33-year-old Waylon Leggett. Officials at College Station Utilities told police investigators power was cut off at Leggett's apartment in mid-December for non-payment. Leggett is accused of breaking a seal from the electric meter to restore power 2 times. After the meter was removed by the electric department, Leggett is accused of stealing a meter from a vacant residence to obtain service. According to the arrest report, Leggett told police someone he didn't know staying with him at his apartment was responsible. Two Bastrop County Sheriff's officers were demoted and suspended after training records were altered following a fatal shooting by a third deputy. The sheriff says he does not believe the officers acted maliciously, but knew the documents were not up to date and wanted them completed accurately. The sheriff says no records should have been changed after the shooting. A scare in Galveston as spring break approaches. Beach advisories have been placed along the Galveston seawall after six locations out of 52 have tested positive for elevated levels of bacteria in the water.
Anytime we've had some rainy weather in particular, which we did have earlier this week, as a matter of fact, we had a rainy Fat Tuesday on the island. When we have, after those rains, it's not unusual for us to see some elevated bacteria levels.
Kurt Koopman with the Galveston County Health District expects bacteria levels to start coming down today. Organizers of First Friday in downtown Bryan have a big night plan. Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says the schedule includes 14 musical performances.
We're going to showcase our new art fill installation, which is down on the north end in front of the old ice house. We have a really cool metal and wire sculpture that's been attached to two of those wire frames, and that was a project of an A&M architecture class. And Mike Check, the slam poetry group, they're going to have an event there under that new installation at 7:30.
This month's free movie at Sail Park is The Phantom Toll Booth. That starts at 7. There's also a free movie at College Station's Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. Space Jam is showing at 8. There's no charge for either show. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 42 degrees. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maybe you've thought about getting a Sleep Number bed, but you thought you couldn't afford one. But maybe you can't really afford another sleepless or restless night. Well, right now, they're introducing the all-new Sleep Number Classic Series with queen mattresses starting at only $69.99, featuring the latest innovations at a comfortable price. And speaking of comfortable, you got to get your own Sleep Number, just like I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, by the way, and my Sleep Number is 65. You go down to the Sleep Number store right there on Texas Avenue across from Specs, and you lay down on a bed, and they will measure you and set your base sleep number, and then you can adjust it from there. And the really cool part about this is they've got the exclusive dual air technology, which makes it perfect for couples. You can adjust either side of the bed to make it absolutely perfect for your sleeping. It contours your neck, shoulders, and back, hips, and more for the appropriate spinal alignment, and it's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Queen mattresses start at just $69.99. So go down, check out the Sleep Number store, and do what I did. Get yourself a Sleep Number bed.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call, 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofing.com.
Through today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies. Your high temperatures into the mid-60s, and tonight we'll have some clouds around and a low near 50. Now, during the day Saturday, more clouds than sun with a few rain showers coming up. High temperatures 64 to 68. Still a chance of showers on Saturday night, otherwise mostly cloudy. Low temperature in the middle and upper 40s. And we are cooler by Sunday with lots of clouds and a few showers around. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 7:37. Oh, I interrupted.
I was like, okay.
I think there was a release today. That's about it.
Can't say anything about reasoning.
I just said there was a release today, and that's about it.
A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin commenting on releasing one of the players from the Aggie football squad. We'll have more on that. Plus, Mumford headed to the state championship, and Johnny Manziel's working for Nike, too. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes.
Really? He's the only athlete who does that, you know.
No.
Oh, there are others?
No, but I have a feeling, you know, when you're making Nike money,
yeah,
your pro football contract and it's just something that's for keeping score.
Hello.
Can we talk about one of the news stories?
Well,
what was the purpose of the ankle bracelet again?
The purpose of the ankle bracelet.
He was on house arrest.
But he
in Houston.
He had been released on a previous charge or for a previous conviction.
But he was not at home.
He was not at home. He was at the academy. That's where they saw the video, and he had the ankle bracelet on in the video.
So who was monitoring
the ankle bracelet? Okay. Well, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know either. Sometimes they track him with GPS, and that's what I assumed, but maybe they don't always.
Yeah. Now, I also like the story about the person who allegedly wanted to continue to get electricity from the city of College Station after it had been cut off. Allegedly, they pulled the meter after he broke the seal on it twice, allegedly. And then when they pulled the meter, this somebody went and got another meter and and plugged it in.
Someone did. Someone knew what they were doing,
well,
too.
It was an apartment complex, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and this person said, well, I didn't do it. It's somebody who's staying with me who did it.
But I don't know that.
But I don't know who
but
they are.
But I don't know who's staying with me.
Hello?
Yeah, can I talk about something from yesterday?
Well, sure. We're here.
You know, on the Walk of Fame where all the stars are and everything.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, they said it was getting full. I wonder if they're going to do, like, cemeteries and start stacking.
Well, that's a good idea. You know, it really is. Because, and I don't know, Patrick, did you happen to watch?
Watch what?
Ray Parker Jr., remember? Because that was what the story was
yeah,
about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely yeah. not.
What they do is they have them in rows. You know, they have, like, and that's what they'll do is they'll just add, like, they have, I think, they have two to the square right now, and they'll just go to a third one, I guess.
I think they should charge them maintenance costs, and when they quit paying, they get removed.
I like that. Hammer and chisel. Go to it. Jackhammer. Pull it out of there. And remember, these people pay to have the star put down. It's not like the industry has decided that they deserve it.
But you have to be, they have to approve that.
Oh, yeah, I understand. That's true. Boy, they have some bad taste. I'm just saying. Well, just it's a little unusual. Okay, here you go. Apparently they've solved all the problems in Grand Rapids, Michigan, because it's finally legal to annoy somebody there.
Oh, good.
The city commission voted to get rid of a 38-year-old law that said, quote, no person shall willingly, their word, annoy another person.
Oh, we'd be in trouble.
We would. Well, I mean, but how are you going to decide that? The city attorney, Catherine Misch, said the code was simply unenforceable and unconstitutional in terms of being vague. Removal of the code takes effect May 11th, so hurry up there to annoy someone before it changes. Hello?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
The ankle bracelet thing, they don't constantly monitor those. It's tracked and recorded, and they look at it later.
Ah, because otherwise people have to be sitting around watching that kind of stuff when they could be doing other things more productive, right?
Exactly.
Well, okay, very that would also mean it would have to broadcast, which takes a little extra power.
Yeah, there we go. So there. All right.
Solves that.
So they went back and checked it.
It's retroactive.
That's it. Firefighters in London blaming a pigeon with a lit cigarette in its mouth for igniting a rooftop fire that actually evacuated an apartment building.
Wow.
At first, the fire officials, baffled since there was no obvious ignition sources and nobody had been up on the roof in a long, long time in the building. But once they took a closer look at the partially burned bird's nest, they figured it out, that one of the birds had picked up a cigarette butt that was still smoldering and dropped it into the nest, causing it to catch fire, which then ignited the roof. Took four engines, 21 firefighters to extinguish the blaze. No residents hurt, and the smoking pigeon and its family appeared to escape unharmed, too. This is the second time in 2 years that one of London's smoking pigeons has apparently burned down a building.
So a pigeon arsonist?
We need to ban pigeons.
No, clear proof of the damaging effects of secondhand smoke.
You're right. Exactly. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, on the ankle bracelet, they need to take a redneck look at this thing.
Okay.
Do like you do for a dog. Put an Inviso fence up at 110.
Yeah!
When they walk beyond that, I mean, knock their socks off.
Got it, man. I like it.
Whack! I love that.
Why not? Just yeah, and that would be great video. I mean, just think about that. That'd make Tosh.
Yeah, it would.
Guy walks along, guy, girl, whoever, perp walks along and gets that. By the way, while we're
built-in stun gun.
That's right. While we're talking about this bird thing, a study last year found that birds can benefit from weaving cigarette butts into their nest. Oh, good. Another reason to continue to smoke. We needed that. It's for the children. Don't forget that, first of all. But in addition to this, at least according to said study, because the lingering nicotine may serve as a natural insecticide, driving parasites that would be harmful to the little baby birds away. Tobacco plants generate nicotine because it defends against insects and their larvae. So, there you go. Like that? That's why our bird population is so big, because they have cigarettes and they use them for another purpose.
If that would be a way to get rid of the blackbirds.
Oh, yeah. All right, if you want to rent a movie this weekend, you want to be like everybody else, here you go. Here are your top movie rentals. Captain Phillips is number 3. Number 2 is Riddick. What is Riddick? Do we know?
That's that Vin Diesel. Movie.
Oh, okay.
Follow-up to something dark
okay,
movie.
That's fine. And Ender's Game. Do we know that one? I don't know what that is. Ender's Game. Nope. Anyway, and as far as sales are concerned, Jungle Book. Jungle Book, really, at number 3. The aforementioned Ender's Game. I guess we'll figure out what that is.
The Bare Necessities.
Thank you. And number 1 is the complete third season of Soap Opera with Swords. So there you go. All right, 744.
Every road has its beginning, and this year the road to the women's Final Four begins in College Station, Texas. Yeah! Be a part of all the action. Watch as the big shots fall like rain.
Nails for three!
Experience it live at the first two rounds of the 2014 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena. Affordable tickets available. Be a part of March Madness. Visit ncaa.com/tickets.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you and your spouse ever argue? Well, most couples do. After all, disagreement in a marriage is natural from time to time. But studies show that how you argue will either strengthen your marriage or weaken it. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When conflict arises, the tendency is for couples to argue and treat each other as if they're a parent talking to a child. Saying things to your spouse like, you need to do this, or you had better do that, does not bring resolution. It only creates defensiveness. Why? Because it comes across as authoritative. It's the way a parent would speak to a young child, but it's out of place within a marriage. What's more effective is to talk adult to adult. Use language that describes how you're feeling, like, I feel upset when you come home late so frequently. Communicates in both tone and words that your spouse is an adult, an equal. Your displeasure is communicated, but it's less likely that your spouse will feel belittled or attacked. Another important tip is to work to keep emotions from escalating during a conflict. If you interrupt each other and talk more loudly to get your point across, emotions will soon spill over, and so will hurtful words. Stay calm, ask clarifying questions, and listen. When your spouse feels as though they've been heard, they'll calm down and the stage will be set for a healthy discussion. Into every marriage, a little disagreement will fall. But handled correctly, conflict can make a marriage even stronger. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Never before in the history of mankind has March meant so much. The Quicken Loans Billion Dollar Bracket Challenge with Yahoo Sports. The once-in-a-lifetime event that could change your life forever. How you make your college basketball picks doesn't matter. $1 billion could be yours. But that's not the only way to win big. If your bracket ranks in the top 20, you'll walk away with $100,000, guaranteed. Get your game on at quickenloansbracket.com, where you can fill out your bracket and find more details. The Quicken Loans Billion Dollar Bracket Challenge with Yahoo Sports. Pick a perfect bracket, win $1 billion. Enter at quickenloansbracket.com.
Not affiliated with or sponsored by NCAA. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the United States, 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Begins March 3rd, 2014. Ends at 1 a.m. Eastern Time on March 20th, 2014. For official rules and complete details, visit www.quickenloansbracket.com. Prizes available to first 15 million registrants only. Sponsor Quicken Loans, Inc. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Going to have a pretty nice Saturday for you tomorrow. That'd be a great opportunity for you to head to Peach Creek Vineyards, nestled out in the community of Peach Creek, south of College Station, and find out the one of the best-kept secrets in Brazos County, a unique Texas vineyard and winery, and you can go out there and just enjoy. They've got a pavilion right next to a little tank that they have there. Enjoy a glass of wine with a friend. And, you know, today it'd be a nice day to be able to do that, too. Go ahead and give them a call or check on the website at peachcreekvineyards.com. Now, they're generally open Saturdays from noon to 6 and Sundays from 1 to 5, but other times on request as well. And we've been telling you about the wines that they have, and they've added, actually, three new wines, and there'll be more coming soon. They've got the Regal Red, which is a Texas Malbec, and then they have the Tesoro Rojo, which is a dry Lenore that has been oaked, and Valiente, which is a semi-sweet Lenore. So those are the, and the Lenore grapes are grown right there at the Peach Creek Vineyards in College Station. And also, they have a Frappe Vino machine that does wine slushes. This is kind of a slushy mix, and it's neutral, and then you flavor it with the wine. So that's great for this time of year, too. Don't forget the next Blue Bonnet Wine Trail, last weekend in March and the first two weekends in April. And at each winery, the participants receive two wine tastings and an appetizer portion food pairing. And you can buy the tickets for all the Texas Bluebonnet wine stops at TexasBluebonnetWineTrail.com, or you can find a link on the Peach Creek Vineyard Facebook page to go ahead and do that. And don't forget, they've got a gift shop out there, too. So go to the website, follow them on Facebook also, and you can find more at PeachCreekVineyards.com.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 750. They are state-bound. The Mumford boys basketball team is headed to the 1A state championship game for the second year in a row. They beat the Mustangs, beat Smyer 59-48 to advance to take on Munster in the state title game. Tip-off is tomorrow at 8:30. Texas A&M football team has dismissed redshirt freshman defensive back Cameron Miles for violating team rules. Miles was a four-star recruit from Mesquite High School and apologized to the coaching staff and to the team via Twitter. Coach Sumlin had very little to say, however, on the subject.
I think there was a release today. That's about it.
Can't say anything about reasoning.
I just said there was a release today, and that's about it.
Controversy aside, the team had spring practice number 5 yesterday and went at it in full pads for the first time this season at full speed.
Scrimmaged and went live tonight for 64 plays, and so there were some good things. I got to watch the video, but I thought our running backs ran very well.
One last football story for you. Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner and potential first pick overall in May's draft, informed the world's largest shoe and apparel brand that he was going to be a Nike guy. On now to the number 15 Texas A&M women's basketball team. They look to defend the 2013 SEC Tournament Championship starting tonight. Coming into the tournament as a 3 seed after winning 6 of their last 7, the ladies will square off against 6 seed Auburn at 7:30. Coach counts the conference championship just kind of as part of a run to the Final Four.
I think March Madness is what we're all about here. This is going to be our 9th straight NCAA tournament. The thing that I'm really proud of is we've made 6 straight tournament championship games. And I'm really proud of that because we've lived up to who we should be once it comes to be March.
On now to Aggie softball. They're ranked 13th in the country and have a record of 17-4. They open the Southeastern Conference play this evening with a home game against number 15 Missouri. The series starts tonight at 7 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Aggie baseball hosts La Tech and the Bulldogs in their last non-conference series. A&M enters this game with a 9-4 record following a midweek win over UT Arlington and Texas Southern. For the final time this season, A&M men's basketball team takes the floor at Reed Arena as they host Auburn Saturday at 3 in their regular season finale. Prior to the game, the basketball team will honor the senior class with a ceremony on the court. With a win now, the guys could have an outside chance of making the NIT. In the NBA, the surging San Antonio Spurs won their fifth in a row, dismantling the Miami Heat 111-87. Spurs coach Greg Popovich was proud of the way the guys led from wire to wire.
Well, you know, all teams are going to make runs in the NBA. It doesn't matter who you're playing. Leads are hard to keep. And I thought they responded well, you know, when that happened. I thought we were in mud in the third quarter. We stopped our pace and held the ball more than we would like or usually do. And we got back to it a little bit more in the fourth quarter.
Slide over to the ice in the NHL, where Tyler Seguin had 3 goals and 2 assists to lead the Stars in a big way. That led the Stars to a 6-1 victory over the Vancouver Canucks last night. Jamie Benn, Alex Goligoski, and Ryan Garbutt also scored for the Stars. On out of the PGA, Harris English was the overnight leader at the rain-plagued first-round Cadillac Championship. World number one Tiger Woods got in 10 holes without any apparent back problems, which caused him to step out last week. He'll start the day 5 shots behind the leader. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Whether you are actually in the market to buy a home, just curious about a home listed for sale as you're driving around the neighborhoods, or considering listing your home for sale, you've probably stopped by and pulled a flyer thing out of one of those boxes on the house that's listed for sale. That is, if the box isn't empty or the flyers aren't so wilted that you can't read them. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Well, let me tell you, this will never happen if you go with Zweiker & Associates. Why? Because not only are they going to create a gorgeous flyer for every home and have it professionally printed on quality cardstock, they're going to highlight each home with all the photos with the architectural photographer, which makes a huge difference. And they'll only do that after the house is staged perfectly. And after doing all those things, their property superintendent, who's also a licensed realtor, is going to do a property check at least once a week. Oh yeah, there's the concept for you. He's actually going to count the flyers. Why? Not only so the marketing team at Zweiker & Associates can order more for their clients, also so they can track the traffic that's been rolling by your house week to week. When you want it done right, you call Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams, like I did. Times two. They've helped me buy and sell 2 houses. Go see for yourself. ZARealestate.com.
Okay, we're going to see how the name is pronounced here. Of the school that...
Well, as I botched it last time, it's...
Yeah, right. Well, we're going to call the city hall over there and see. I was going to call the library, but they're not open on Fridays. I don't know what that means.
Oh.
But, yeah, we're calling the city hall. See if anybody answers right here at 8 o'clock. They may not open until 9. I'm not sure.
Maybe we'll get the voicemail and say, thank you for calling.
You've reached the city of Munster.
Munster.
Just plain Munster.
Question answered.
Munster. Got it.
So I did say it right by accident.
That's
this time.
It. So there you go. Anytime we could do something right by accident, we'll take full credit for it. Once again, but thank you to our audience as we talked about the little bracelet thing, cuffling, what is it called? The monitoring anklet that they
yes.
Ankle monitoring mm-hmm. bracelet.
That's the one, yeah. So there. And again, I like the last solution. Just go ahead and put a little battery on it and zing them. Yeah, I like good thing. Remember the story we had yesterday about this 18-year-old girl who says she was kicked out of her house mm-hmm. and moved in. Okay, well.
Was she actually emancipated?
Not properly emancipated.
Exactly, right, you know, in New Jersey. Okay, so now we find out a little bit more about this. We find out that, in fact, when she goes over to her girlfriend's house, where she's living right now, they party hardy over there. Apparently.
Oh, really? And those parents are lawyers.
We're talking 15 years old, okay? And buying alcohol for the kiddos.
Oh!
That's the reason that the parents don't want their daughter staying over there.
Wait, 15 years old?
Uh-huh.
I thought she was 18.
No,
or she's been doing this for a while.
Yeah. Excuse me, that's right. As a 15-year-old freshman, she's getting drunk. So she's been doing that since 15. On Tuesday, you know, the judge dismissed her initial request. She wanted child support of $650 a week. Okay? There are grown-ups out there that aren't making $650 a week, you know? But she wanted support for that. So,
well, premium vodka has gotten a lot more expensive.
Well, I guess it probably has. That's true. Did you hear about Pee-wee's Big Adventure bicycle selling on eBay?
No.
Yep. It was posted on Feb 27th and was only drawing $8,000 then. The winning bid yesterday, $36,600. The seller said he bought the bike for $10,000 back in 2010, but had waited to sell it. And now that his family has gotten larger, as he said, he needed the money. So he did, and he got, it says here, 36.6. So Jimmy Fallon, you know who he is. He's that guy on the Tonight Show. Apparently going pretty well. A matter of fact, it's going so well that the rumors are out that NBC is now warning several big agents that if their guests want to appear on the Tonight Show, they also have to appear on the Today Show or Dateline. So
wow.
Uh-huh. So you